Hello and welcome back to the Consciously Thriving Podcast.
Hello, I'm so excited to be back doing the second episode. It feels so right and so good to be here, honestly. And I'm loving our setup. I love it.
I know. Okay.
I'm biased. It's my house, but I love it.
Yeah. So we've actually, I should say Daniel, changed the layout, which is Shuley's partner. But okay. So just something, let's take a step back, because something we need to know about Shuley is her personality is like dramatic. It's like,
it's true.
So this morning I've come in seeing that the layout of our podcast studio looks different. And she's like, Daniel did it because I had my period. And like, if you know Shuley, like things that are in her life become part of her personality. Like if she's got a period, you'll know about it. She's gluten-free. She's got celiac. It's her entire personality.
It's my identity. It's my personality. You will know about it. She calls it SST.
Yeah, Shuley Services and Tax, because she adds 10% onto everything.
Yeah, it's like I couldn't just say, oh, Dan, move the couch. I had to add because I have my period. Yeah. Like, you need to know.
Yeah.
And all of you need to know right now that it's the first day of my period.
No. Honestly.
Like, it's like literally everything becomes my entire personality. If I'm ovulating, I'll be like, that's my personality. And like, Nadia knows about it.
Dead set.
She knows how horny I am. She knows.
It's honestly.
She knows the consistency of my imagine that.
It's not gross, it's normal, but like, come on.
I would do that as well.
You would do that.
I've shown her like a lot.
Yeah, but we're girls, come on.
That's okay.
Shuley, like, you've done my laser, you've seen my ass.
That's true. I used to get in there. I used to like get into her asshole, and she used to try and like flinch away from me, and I used like to just literally try and like fucking tear her ass.
She used to actually do people's facials and laser.
Yeah, I used to do laser hair removal.
One part of her life.
In one part of my life. That feels like fucking lifetime ago.
I need to get a laser. But anyway, basically she did. Like, she would do my laser and she saw everything. So we're very close.
Yeah, I did see everything.
It is part of her personality.
What's crazy to me is that our yonis look the same. Did I ever tell you that?
No. Yeah, you've said it a few times.
Yeah, our yonis are the exact same. It, like, is wild.
They do.
They look the exact same. Like, yonis look different, but, they're all... It's all basically the same shit, but they do look different, but, like...
Identical.
Ours are identical. It's scary.
I've got to tell you, near mine.
Yeah, that's I feel like difference. I need to get one now.
No, you need to get the same tattoo. Go to Bali, go to the same guy. I got my first ever tattoo in Bali.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It's a little... Are you going to say it? Is that allowed to say? Or what? Is it a secret?
What
you got a tattoo of?
It's an infinity symbol. It's a basic
basic girl tattoo.
I was like, come on. Like, I wasn't going to do something crazy down there, but I just wanted to, like, get my first tattoo.
Yeah. I always forget about the tattoo on my back.
Yeah. We'll see it a bit more in summertime.
Yeah.
When we go to the beach and stuff.
I think so. I love that tattoo. To the dreams that are answered.
To the dream.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
To the dreams that come true.
Might want to fix that one.
Fuck.
It says. No.
It's from one of my, wait, why would I fix it? Because of surrender. We've been having a conversation on surrender all morning.
Yeah. It's like so the levels funny. Of surrender.
Yeah. Like, we're like entering a whole new different level of our awakening, of our relationship with business and life. And the conversation will come, I think, when we're a bit more embodied in this, like, next level of surrender.
And I think that's all it is, right? It's like there's just different levels and different stages of surrender.
Yeah.
And it's just a whole new ballgame that we'll get into one day.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're still trying to, like, understand, marinate, practice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but we've literally been sitting here for fucking 2 hours. Literally, I'm not even exaggerating. That's no SST. That's serious.
No, she's not wrong there.
No, that's seriously 2 hours we've been fucking sitting here.
Yeah. Should we actually get into today's episode?
Yeah. We've been talking about surrender. We're like literally so annoying. We just don't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's talk about today's episode. We wanted to chat about my 28th birthday because a lot of shit went down on my 28th birthday for me personally.
Yeah.
I'm just going to like talk about the experience because it was like quite a deep one that actually led me to this conversation on surrender and everything.
Yeah,
like
everything
that.
Over the last like, couple months has led to this. Hey,
it's led to this. Yeah. It's like been a complete like breaking down of my walls and it's led to this, but for you as well in like different ways.
Yep.
It's been intense. So basically my 28th birthday came and I had this idea on how I wanted to spend the day. I just wanted to like go walking in the forest. I wanted to have like a really wholesome, beautiful day of all the things that I love. And Nadi was spending the day with me and I was also wanting to go to do this energy healing because I did this energy healing on my last birthday and it was so fucking good. Like yeah. I walked away feeling the best I've ever felt ever.
Yeah.
So I was like,
she's great.
I was like, this is amazing. Like I was vibrating on fucking cloud nine. She's a kinesiologist. She's a Reiki healer. She's so fucking good. But mm-hmm. she like, if you're in Melbourne, by the way, her name is Optimum
Body?
Body Healing? Yeah. I think something like that. I'll have her linked below. Yeah, because we'll she's actually so fucking good.
She is good.
But she, so she was doing this like energy healing on me and I like, she does kinesiology, so she does muscle testing and she can actually see what your vibration is at, like where you're vibrating at. So when you walk in, you see where you're vibrating at. And then, you know, after the session, she tests you again and then you see if you've risen a little bit. So there have been some sessions that I've gone and I've only like raised like one, like it's been like one above or whatever. So mm-hmm. it's always been different. But on this particular day on my birthday, I went there and I was like, all right, you know, go in there. I was like sitting like it, like the mid area, which was really good because I had raised from where I was last time. So I was sitting around the mid area. It's like the consciousness scale, you know, that like rainbowy scale. That's what I'm talking about here. Basically. So she saw that I was like sitting at the mid like section. I think it was around like just being peaceful or some shit like that. And then maybe not. I don't know. Don't quote me. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but it was like mid. And then at the end of the session, she checked it and I was like fucking cloud nine. Like I was like up there. I was like at the highest like level of consciousness, yeah. like with love. And like, I felt so good. So I remember after that, I was like, oh, I want to do that again on my birthday. Like yeah. that's going to be so good. So I got the exact same like healing done. This time was totally different. So the day is going good until I get to the healing. I put my head on the fucking pillow and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah. So how did you start your birthday?
Yeah, so just the birthday was...
Yeah, so... Like,
what do you mean?
Just so, like, I was with her at home, like, working and stuff like that. So I've dropped... So basically, we went for, like, lunch with your mom. We went and got a coffee in the morning. Yeah. Lunch at Nature Walk. So I have just gone and dropped Shirley off at this, like, energy healing.
Yeah.
Everything's, like, peachy. Like, we're just, like... It's, like, yeah. a nice day. Here to celebrate it. I was staying for dinner, which I did end up staying for dinner.
The day was normal.
The
day was normal. Like, we were just, like, we had gone on a morning walk, got mm-hmm. a coffee. So
you didn't have any clients that day because it was, like, a Friday or something?
I think it was a Wednesday. I told clients that I would do them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
like, I rearranged it. Yeah, because I wanted it to be, like, just...
Whatever.
I just wanted it to be, like, the birthday. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, just be there.
Put the day off, yeah.
So, yeah, Nads was with me and she had dropped me off. So I literally am sitting there, put my head on the fucking bed and literally all hell broke loose. So I'm normal the entire day. Would you say I was normal?
Like, yeah.
Looking back, yeah?
Yeah, I think you were normal.
Yeah.
I think, like, if I'm going to be honest, I think, like, you've just been going through a lot of, like, figuring out yourself and, like, figuring out just... Mm. Like, I think you're just honestly, both of us, but you were going through like a deeper level of awakening. Like we have been going through like a deeper level of awakening. And I just feel like there's been, it's not that there was any problem that day, but like, I can see why it manifested in the way it did.
Yeah. You can see in hindsight, but like on the day,
nothing was fine. We had like a nice lunch.
We were having like normal conversations. Everything was fine. Like there were things I was resisting looking at that were happening in the background that were accumulating, but for some reason in that energy session, it's like when I put my head on the bed, it all just came up. Like everything that I had been resisting, everything that I wasn't looking at, it was like everything came up to be seen and it like hit me like a ton of bricks and it freaks me out.
Yeah.
It freaks me out that all of that was like within me and it was everything. Like I can't even tell you exactly what it was because it was everything. Like it was like resistance. It was a lot of like, basically it was all of this like fear coming from a deep-rooted fear that I've had to sit with for the last, like, since that moment. that was coming back to something that I've known was there and I've been working on in layers, but it came up with a vengeance, which was deep fear for life. Like deep fear of living life, because what if something bad happens and I can't handle it?
Yeah.
Right? What if something bad goes wrong? Like something bad happens and it goes wrong and like, what the fuck am I going to do then?
Yeah. And it's like, it's actually funny because like when you are, I'm so careful with what I say now, but because you have over the last year consciously been creating your life,
mm-hmm.
it's like you've actually seen, you've moved, you've shifted out of being a depressed, unhappy person to a beautiful place where it's like, oh, my life doesn't actually have to be depressing, blah, blah, blah. And then you get a taste of actually happiness. You get a mm-hmm. taste of, you know, like, I'm going to use an example of like, no longer being in relationships where the person says something and it deeply, you've done a lot of shadow work and you're at this place where you're happy. Mm-hmm. But then along those lines, it's like you get scared because it's like life gets a little bit better and you're like, that's what I've noticed. Like the yeah. more life gets good, the more you can latch onto like, well, I don't want this being taken away from me.
And that's exactly what's been happening. It's like the more I keep up leveling, the more attached I feel to what I have. And then I can it's like it basically ended up like coming up with a vengeance in that particular healing session. So she's like doing all this work on me and all of these feelings are coming up, right? All of this shit is coming up and I'm just like, and I can't like sit with it and I'm freaking out. And then, at the end of it, I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling good at all. And she could tell, like, she's obviously, she can feel energy. She knew I wasn't good. She was like, you need to come back for another one. Like, yeah. She was like, you're not good, babe. But she was like trying to talk to me about like what was coming up or whatever. And I just knew, like, I love her. But like, for me, I was like, I need to get out of here because I'm just really particular of like who I get advice from and who I talk to, just because I've been in this industry for a long time and I know like a lot of people like can give advice from their ego self. So I'm really like specific and particular with who I get advice from.
Predominantly we're all
giving advice from it.
From the past.
Yeah.
And
our
own past experiences and our own experience. So it's like, you got to be careful.
But there are like, so for me, like for you, you're a person that I love to talk to because you see the world through my lens and you don't.
Babe, I'll tell you that it's you.
Yeah. And you will like also like, you'll call me out on bullshit. You know, shadow work like I do. It's different. Like, do you know what I mean? So I wanted to talk to you and I knew that. And I knew Nads was picking me up. I knew she was waiting outside. So I'm in that. And like at the end of it, I'm like, I'm not okay. But I like am not available for this conversation because I'm like, I need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I need to talk to Nadia, like type of vibe. Right. I was just like, I can't have this conversation. Like I'm going to completely break down. So I was just like I was just like trying to hold my shit together. Like tears were coming in and I was just like, and like, I'm telling you, she's so powerful at what she does, but it was just this.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It was just literally just like a, in terms of who I talk to work through things, I'm like just very specific with who that is. Right. And I'm sure she would have like held space and that would have been fine. But yeah, I just knew, I'm like, I need to talk to Nadia.
Yeah.
So I like at the end of it, I just kind of like rushed out of there and I'm like, thank you so much. Love her. So good. And then I ran to Nadia and I just literally get into the car and I'm just like, like crying my fucking eyes out like a baby.
Yeah.
Like a fucking baby. This girl has seen me go into this healing session being like, it's my birthday. La 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 la.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm just like, I'm in the car, like with my music, I'm pumping, picking her up. And I'm just like, you okay?
And then I walk in and I'm just like, and then you're like, all right, best friend hat on.
Yeah, that's it.
So that was genuinely the point where it all started. Yeah. So it's like, I was fine. But it's like these things were building up in the background and I wasn't just consciously aware of it. And then I go into that healing session and literally like smack bang slapped in the face with all of this anxiety. And I want to talk about, like, I've already touched on this a bit, but I want to like really dive into like what I was experiencing because I genuinely feel like I'm going through my next wave of awakening.
You could say that. You could say that.
Nadia is like going through it with me.
Yeah.
We are definitely going through it together.
Just learning surrender on another level. But anyway.
Yeah. It's like, so basically after that point in time, I basically crumbled.
Yeah.
And it was, everything in my life that I was like, I was becoming afraid of. Like, I'm talking, I started to experience anxiety from that point forward, from that healing, because I ended up entering a stage of resisting everything that I was seeing, because I was met with so much fear of what ifs. What if, so like the things that were coming up, for example, were like, what if I lose my partner? Like, as in like, what if like we break up? What if I lose the relationship? Then what? What will I do with myself? And I was genuinely getting taken by these thought spirals. So I'd go into like going into those scenarios where I was like trying to like walk myself, like talk myself out of it, where I was like, okay, well, if that happens, then it'll be fine because I'll do this and X, Y, and Z. And then I'll be like, okay, now I feel a little bit better. But then what happens if this happens? And then it was like going into another thing.
And I think like this comes back to like something we were saying this morning. Like, I feel like obviously there's different stages of the awakening. And I think like, and there's no right or wrong. But, you know, when we... this can be a problem when you learn that you're the creator of your reality. Because I think like... we do learn very much about manifest. Like when we have an awakening, it's very much like we can manifest our own reality. We can have our desires and all these things. And then what happens is we try to control outcomes because we know that we can create them.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, like that's like something we're navigating, is like with being the creator of your reality and always being in this state of like, avoiding things, avoiding certain things happening in your reality with your mind and trying to change them, because you can create your reality and you do create your reality. What happened over time is there was a lot of resistance and a lot of the work went to trying to prevent certain things in our lives and your lives from happening, which sometimes they were, right? Like there was like a deep surrender and they were changing, but it just like, it got to this point where like all these fears, you were trying to work through all these fears and all these underlying feelings of all the what ifs that could happen in life from a place of trying to stop them from happening.
Yeah, that's exactly what was happening. And
how long do you last in that energy? Not that long.
Not long at all.
Look, we love that being the creator of your reality and all of those things, and like we've taught it, but when there is some deep levels of attachment to not being okay in the present moment and not being okay with certain things happening to you and you try to change them through the law of attraction,
I do believe that we're still the creator. Like, we are. Even if, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like all in all...
it is all creation. It's just a different way. It's like you're trying it's all creation. But the way that we were going about it, and even you with these fears, is I'm going to create a scenario that this doesn't happen because I think that this is the best outcome and this is how I avoid my pain.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that was like where the distortion was coming in. So I was like, I was creating all of these amazing experiences for myself that I was desperately trying to hold on to, that I was so afraid of losing, to the point where I then created situations in which I lost those things.
100%.
Like in which I, you know what I mean? Like, it's like I, for example, if I was so afraid of having a slow month, then I'll create a slow month in my business because, and I did, because I was like, okay, I'm so afraid of this happening. I need to prove to myself that I'm going to be okay if it does happen. And then it does happen. And then I'm like, see, I'm going to be okay. It's like almost like I'm creating this issue to make myself see that I'm going to be okay, to have that like lens of control. Because for me, it actually got to a point where like when I was sitting with this and like all of this resistance came up, basically like the resistance came up to the point of having the worst anxiety that I've ever had in my entire life. Like being like, back to like when I first got initiated into my spiritual awakening in the first place. And it's kind of like a full circle moment as I'm saying this now, because this, like, I feel like I'm going through a next level of awakening, but like what brought me to this world and my initial awakening was my panic attacks, was my anxiety, was living my life like this. I was so afraid of life and I was in constant worry and stress. And honestly, like, I'm like, I just need to be fucking happy. I'm like, I'm so like, I got to such a low point that I started meditating to be happy, not to do anything, not to achieve anything, not to create. I didn't even know you can create your own reality. I was just like, I need to be happy.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And I finally, I remember that. Oh, I remember it. It was so beautiful. Like that time where I fully felt peace and freedom like through doing my practices regularly, like I finally felt what it what it was like to live without fear.
Yeah.
To live in presence, to live like in commune with like just like your soul and just knowing like I was completely surrendered to the experience of life. I didn't care where I was. I was in a job that I didn't like. I was getting bullied. None of that mattered to me because I was like, oh my God, I'm so fucking happy. Like I was so present and sure. Like, you know, I was so here. And
yeah,
with that, like that level of anxiety I was met with this time round. So this time round, it's different. I'm in this space. I'm taking clients. I'm holding clients and I'm teaching about creating your reality and teaching people about ego and shadows and, you know, like, you know, energy and things like that. And I am going through the worst experience.
It's like another layer of your ego was dying that you didn't know that was there.
I'm going through the worst awakening ever. Like I'm like, I'm dying. I'm going through panic attacks. I swear to God, I was waking up on some mornings. There was one day where I was literally like, I don't know. I can't get through this. I called that day. You called me. Remember you were on the phone to me and you were like helping me. And I was like crying and crying and crying. And you were like trying to like help me. And Nadia would like knew she could see what was going on. She was really trying to get me to like sit with the pain and not resist the pain. But I kept resisting the fear because I've just created all these situations where everything, like all these situations in which my life was going wrong.
Yeah.
And I was resisting it.
Your ego thought was going wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So nothing happened.
Yeah.
I was creating these scenarios.
Yeah.
And then Nadia was helping, like trying to get me to see that I was resisting, but I didn't even have the eyes to see. So Nads was literally like holding me on the phone, like trying to like help me through it. But it was fucked. And I was holding clients through this experience.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, I was waking up on some days and I was like, literally wanting to give people a fucking refund. I was like, who the fuck am I to be teaching this if I'm back here?
Yeah. And
that's
it
what I was feeling.
Yeah. And I think like, I just want to touch on this topic as well, because a lot, this is the thing, like with what you are navigating and what you are creating is like very much in like, and this isn't about saying these things are wrong and these things are right and things like that, but what happens when, and this is what you were doing, right? Just looks in a different lens. And I want to use money as an example. What happens when you, because we know, if you're listening, the chances are you know about law of attraction, you know about manifestation, you know you can create abundance.
You'd listen to this podcast otherwise.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be listening to this podcast otherwise. But what happens when you have desires and you have wants from a place of attachment, need, fear, is you try to manifest them to avoid something. So for example, money, if you are uncomfortable with your bank account being on a certain amount or whatever, you will try to manifest more to fulfill that, but then it never gets fulfilled because it will go to the next fear because that's just how your brain works.
Mm.
And very much like if you, in the space of manifestation, it can be really easy to be tripped up on. It's easy to listen to the content. It is easy to listen to all of this and get tripped up through attachment because you know you're the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's just, as I was just like adding to what you were saying, like the epitome of all of this has really come back down to like, there were things in your life and even mine that you were resisting to create because you were so scared of it happening. But that's not true happiness. That's not true freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sorry, I feel like I got a little bit lost with what you shared there at the end. What?
No, I'm just like basically reiterating what happened. So I was just using a simple example of like, you were trying to create you were in fear of what you've been doing and what got you to this point of all these things coming to the surface is because you were so in resistant with these things that to happen and you used the law of attraction to kind of like overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm just using a simple example so they can relate to their life where they're like, oh yeah, like manifestation with money. I'm trying to manifest more money.
So that I can avoid.
Yeah, I was just trying to go to like a simple outcome so you can understand like,
yeah.
The depths of what
can happen. This feel was like it was like a deep, like remember feeling, because when I sat through the anxiety, so I'm like, I'm having to hold clients through this. I'm feeling the worst I've ever felt. I'm getting up on days and I'm like making it my mission not to project this onto my clients. I was like, I will not fucking do that. And yeah. I also like my clients are having like wins and shit like that. I had one client reach out and tell me that she had no idea that yeah. I was going through this. And she's like, holy shit. And I was like, oh, that makes me so happy to fucking hear, because I really, really tried when I was like with my clients. I'm like, I'm here with my clients and I'm going to fucking show up and be the mentor I said that I am and I'm going to be. Yeah. And then like when that period was closed, then I would like go into my hidey hole and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And if you're like, I think like, if you are an entrepreneur, I think it's like, this is so important that you share that, because what happens is like, life is always going to happen. Like life is going to, things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. Shit's going to go wrong and things like that. And if you're constantly in this state of like, I'm not worthy, I can't keep moving forward, or I've got something that's happened to a family member, so I have to ghost my business. Like, you won't get anywhere.
Yeah.
Like a big part of like, even what we were sharing in the last episode is like, you need to be able to move forward through contractions in life.
Yeah. For sure.
And be, because the whole journey of this life is being open. And yeah. if you're contracting, you close off every single time, then
yeah.
not even like you'll never reach your goals. Cause like, I don't even want to say that. You just won't ever really.
You don't move.
You don't move.
Yeah.
You don't go with the flow of
life. We've done that. Yeah. We've been in that period when I remember early on in our businesses, we would spend months talking about fears that yeah. we weren't moving through, that we were like, just like talking about. And it was just like, babe, move through the contraction. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get the fuck up your little booty. Because like, let's go.
Because you'll realize like a lot of your fears that you have and a lot of your doubt that you have gets shifted through moving.
Yeah.
Because like, you've realized that. Like,
well, I think that was like, that's something I said to Nads. I'm like, throughout this time, like while I wanted to like give people refunds at some points, like on days, I was like, refund, I can't show up. But like, I said to you at the end of it all, I'm like, those, like my clients were like lifelines for me.
Yeah.
They were just like literally kept lifelines. You grounded in this they place. Kept me like, they kept me anchored to the work. And it was a really amazing opportunity for me to hold duality, multiple things being true at the same time. You know yeah. what I mean? Like being able to hold space and see people celebrating while I'm going through a negative experience, but not like negative experience, but yeah. like a difficult experience.
Yeah, and we're saying everything is subjective.
Yeah, so it was like, it was just a difficult experience. But like, to be able to go through that and to hold somebody in light and love and excitement and celebration was like really special. And yeah. it was a really big like growth moment. And it was a nice moment to see that, okay, you can still move through contraction.
You can still move through contraction. You can still be happy for someone through your own shit, you can still...
Yeah.
Yeah. You can still keep moving.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
It's nice.
Yeah.
And, yeah, basically that's what happened. So I was in this situation where I was like... So I was having like really bad anxiety, like panic attack anxiety. And I realized it's because I was fighting all of my resistance. So I'd have fear. What happens if I have to leave my partner? What happens if life takes the business away from me? What happens if blah, 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 blah happens, right? So all of these fears, because it was like, and I was like sitting with all of the fear, I realized, oh my God, okay, I can't keep talking myself out of all of these things. I need to just witness what the voice is saying and sit with it, as uncomfortable as it is. And I just kept sitting with it. I kept moving through the panic and the anxiety, and I was just like in that for the foreseeable future. I was like, there's no timeline, there's no expectation on when I'm supposed to move out of this. I will move when I move.
Yeah.
Right. And I was just like, I'm just gonna be with it. So I'm just being with it, and I'm just like surrendering to the experience. I'm still like doing what I can do in my business when the energy was there. And I was just like, I'm just whatever. And when I was like really sitting with this, and I stopped responding and I stopped like taking myself into anxiety spirals, and I started to just like feel a bit more grounded, I started to see where this voice was coming from. And it was coming from this like deep fear about like life is polarity. And that's like a deep like belief I have, that life is both like positive and negative. So I was like, naturally, when things are going good, there will be experiences that aren't so good. And my ego could not get good with that. My ego could not get comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Because my ego was like, well, what's the point then? If I know it sounds so dramatic, but that's genuinely how I felt. I'm like, well, what's the point if I can't like control my life?
Yeah.
If I can't make sure that every experience is dandy all the time, even though I know that like I've been through negative experiences, I've been through hard things, negative, I keep saying negative, but like, I'm just trying to explain like hard situations.
How the ego perceives it, yeah.
And they've led to me growing and being the most just a better version of myself.
Yeah.
Like they've led to that. And that's why I was always like stuck in this like fight with myself. Cause I'm like, but I've transmuted those experiences and I'm actually grateful for them. Like I genuinely am. I can sit there and be like, wow, if my stepdad and my mom never broke up, I would have never had my awakening.
Yeah.
My mom and I's relationship wouldn't be where it is right now. Like there's just so many things that I'm like, wow, they're difficult. They were hard. I did lose people through that process, but fuck, I became more of myself, right?
Yeah.
I became more of myself. I became more embodied. So
because I think I know what, like, why the fear was.
No, I do know why the fear is there. Because, like, I've, like, this whole journey, I've been, because it's not that. It's not that. It's, like, it's around the spiritual awakening journey. Because I was like, wow, does this mean, like, you know, because I kept fighting with this same, like, story. And I'm just like, it's not this story. Yeah, so this entire time I'm fighting with this story that I think it's because, like, I'm afraid of bad things happening. And the reason why that wasn't getting me anywhere, because that wasn't the root of the story. The root of the story was, oh, I believe that in order for me to evolve on this path spiritually, it may and like continue making my life great like I have been, it means I have to continue to go through hard things.
Yeah.
Life has to knock me on my ass in order for me to get back up again. That was the story.
It was like when we spoke about you like believing the hero story. So like every successful person has like a bad story or a sad story or something bad's happened to them. And yeah, like I think like sometimes you get brainwashed because you see online like I'm successful, but do you know what it took to get here? And look at all the things that I had to let go of and things like
But it
like
wasn't
that.
Even like the hero story. It wasn't like, oh, I have to go through something so fucked up and get here.
Mm.
It was more of like, I have to continue to go through fucked up things.
Yeah.
In order to become more of myself.
Yeah. And you were scared of that journey.
Yeah. Cause I was like, I'm scared of this being hard. Like how long do I have to do this for?
Mm.
Blah, 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 blah. Like when does it just get to be good? Like that was the energy.
And I think like, 100% I agree. And I think like and like this is separate and I'm just like adding to what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think like another like for me in my experience as well is like when I found I was the creator of my reality,
mm-hmm.
I became scared of my own shit because like my own brain. So it's like my fears I was scared of because I'm like they couldn't manifest.
Yeah.
So it was like I feel like before my awakening, there is like I had fears, but I, not knowing I was the creator and things like that, I was in this energy of like, oh, that's probably just a thought, or that's probably just like that. But I got really stuck into this mindset of like,
if you I'm weren't thinking, like that, you keep thinking that you were like prior to your awakening, babe, you weren't. We bonded over anxiety.
Yeah, I'm not saying I didn't have anxiety like or the fear. Like I was scared it would happen.
Yeah.
But it got to another level when I had the law of about the law of attraction because I'm like this was at the start of my awakening. I'm like, when you think that every thought creates your reality.
Yeah.
I got even worse because I'm like, okay, I have these fears and that went from like, it could happen and I'm scared of it happening to, oh, I'm thinking it, fuck.
Yeah. You know? That's like, true. You became like afraid of your mind.
Obviously we're evolved past that and that's not what manifestation is, but
yeah,
it's like goes deep.
Yeah.
Goes deep.
It does go deep. It's like you become like obsessed with where's my thoughts at? Where's my vibration now? Like, vibration? And to be honest, like, even I was stuck in that like for a fucking while. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like just getting like so fucking overly caught up.
Oh my God, your brain, like you get your headache.
It literally was giving me a fucking headache. I felt like I couldn't breathe. And then I felt like, it's crazy. Genuinely it's crazy. I came head to head with this fear of like, oh my God, in order for me, cause I was like resenting the spiritual path, like resenting this work. And I was like, why am I resenting this work? Like, this is so weird. Where is this coming from? So it's so funny. Cause as I say this, I swear to you when I say that nothing happened,
nothing happened.
happened. I literally just like had this like I want to say a midlife crisis, but like literally
you say a quarter life crisis. I had plus a few years.
Yeah, literally plus a few years. Fuck me, it was wild. I like sat on that bed and all of this came up, and I'm just like,
it was you. It's like nothing happened, but you were like taken by the potentiality of it.
I was taken by just that deep-rooted fear and just resentment for this path. You know what it was? Like, I forgot to mention the Saturn return. that really fucked me. Like, knowing that we were entering our Saturn return, I think, like, that was a big part of it. Because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go through so much shit, blah, blah, blah. Like, I literally went on this, like, that was, like, a big part of the anxiety. I'm like, what's the point? I don't want to live. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this path. I want to give up, blah, blah, blah.
You were really responding to the mind.
I was really responding to the mind. I got taken by it completely.
I remember when you called me, if I'm being honest, I was, like, a bit scared. I was like...
No.
She like, where are you?
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't there. Yeah, I wasn't there. I was scared.
I got a bit scared that night because I like...
That was that Monday. That was like the worst day for me.
Yeah. You got a bit dissociated.
I got dissociated. I completely lost my sense of self. I cannot believe... I'm laughing looking back at it because nothing happened. Nothing happened. I got so lost in my mind. It was really scary. And then I started to get PTSD from that experience as I was like coming back to myself. I started to get PTSD because I'm like, that could happen at any moment. I could get lost again in that and blah, 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 blah. Babe, I know.
The mind.
Fuck me. It was a whirlwind. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm trying to be as honest as I can with you in regards to how it was. Yeah. But like, that's like the level of psychoticness.
Yeah. Like that's what happens when you respond to the thoughts.
That's
like
what happens when you respond to the fucking thoughts.
When you're identified with your ego.
Oh my God. It was wild. Wild experience. But...
Where I am really,
like, I'm so grateful for it because like it has led to this level of awakening, which, you know, all those moments always do.
Yeah.
And it's basically this like next iteration of our lives, of our journey, which is like surrender.
Yeah.
And I've been really like reflecting on this because I'm like, okay, so much of the spiritual journey for us has been like liberation.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Finding that like... For so long, I was bound by the limits of my own mind and society. And
yeah, I feel like society mostly.
Yeah. For me, it was my mind as well because it's like I genuinely put myself down so much.
Yeah.
Like I just didn't let myself dream and want, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So like for me, it was like, you know what? Fuck this. I get to do what I get to do. I get to like create a life that I desire. I get to live an unconventional lifestyle. And that was like liberating and that was so fun. And that like, you know, it's been so fun. It is so fun, right? And I'm just like, I've been in that. And then it got to what Nadia has been describing, this like attachment to the creation process.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, okay. Now we've gotten a bit like, what the fuck? Like I'm not having fun anymore when I'm obsessing over everything.
Outcome.
Every outcome, every little thing that happens. It's like, whoa, hold the fuck on.
And I feel like that, like, I don't know to what extent you were like in attachment recently, but I feel like I've lost what I was gonna say. It completely left. Go on.
It left you?
It left me.
I forgot what I was gonna say now.
No, you were saying you got to a point where you realized that, like, yeah, as I was saying before, and I touched on this episode you were just sharing, it just like when you know that you're the co-creator of your reality, it can get a little bit...
You can get controlling. Yeah, you can get controlling and attached.
You're just because you, yes, with your mind can manifest a certain outcome and through belief, there is still pain in not being able to surrender to what is.
Yeah. And that honestly has been like my next level of awakening because I'm like, okay, I can see that there's deep fear that I have to go through hard things in order to evolve spiritually and to continue my path like this and continue being the teacher, the mentor, the guide. And I was like seeing that and I could see that I was resisting a lot of like potential negative experiences that could happen to me. And I was like, okay, so with that knowledge, with that, like, what am I going to do going forward, right? So it's like I got to this place where I'm like, okay, well, in order for me, like, I have to get good with every possible outcome in order for me to go forward powerfully, right? 100%. Without, like, holding myself back and having my heart closed to life.
Yeah.
Because that's what was happening. I was closing off my heart.
Yeah. It's like I'm too scared if this doesn't happen. Mm. And I think, like, a big thing was...
Anything. It's not, like, not even this doesn't happen. It's I'm scared if bad things happen.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Again, I've lost my train of thought. Literally, I was just about to say, holy crap. What is it? Sometimes when, you know, when you're in something, it feels longer. Like the recording feels like, I'm like, fuck, we've been here for like a whole 10 minutes. Like, and then I listen to myself. I'm like, that's like 10 seconds.
It's like 0.10 seconds.
Oh my god. Nah, it's fully gone.
Maybe it'll come back.
Maybe it'll come back.
You keep doing this now.
I know. I'm saying.
But yeah, no, like this like got to the point for me where I was like, okay, you have no choice now, Shules, but to like, you have to get okay with the potentiality of bad things happening.
Yeah.
And you have to have your heart. It's the thing is, I do know I'm going to be okay, but it's like, while I knew I was going to be okay, I kept creating bad things happening. So that's what was happening. That's the level of control I got to, where I created outcomes that would lead to bad things happening so I could keep proving to myself that I was going to be okay with bad things happening. So I would literally create situations to show myself, you're going to be okay no matter what. You know what I mean? Like a slow income month, you're going to be okay no matter what, Shules. And I'm just like, whoa, I can't keep doing this. Like, this is not fun. I'm not having fun creating like this. It feels too controlive now.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's where the train of thought was.
I'm like, it's like creation
to a whole new level. It's creation to an attachment.
Yeah, so it's just like, it feels like as I've been sitting with this and as I've been like integrating this energy, it feels like I'm ready to enter this next phase of my evolution of my life and of like this path through this lens of I get to sit back. And I get to allow life to life.
Yeah.
I get to allow life to be what it needs to be.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying here, I'm being really mindful. I'm not saying I'm going to allow life to life because life's always got my back. Because I used to say life's always got my back from an energy of like, bad things are going to happen, right?
Yeah.
That was a power. Only
good things can happen or whatever.
Only good things can happen. It's like, I don't know what this, like, I don't know what life can bring me when I step back like this. And I'm just like, you know, just fully focusing on
this current moment.
Yeah, like presence. Like,
and it's so uncomfortable to the ego because we're so like in the past and we're so in the future. And it's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You just like, you're in this moment and you're like, well, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I don't, like, not this need to be in needing anything.
Literally.
In this moment.
Yeah, so that's genuinely what's coming through for me right now, where I'm like, okay, can I let go of any potential outcome, both desire, both negative possibilities, all of it right now? And can I truly find desire in this like now current moment, be in this moment, be in this present moment, have my heart up to this moment right now in each moment that I have, live my life through that lens and trust that life will bring me what I need?
Yeah.
And that feels different to how I've been moving, how I've been creating.
That feels very different to what is mostly taught.
Yeah. To be honest. It's like, and I feel like that iteration of my life was needed.
Yeah, of course.
Because
it's
like, I needed to show myself that there was possibility that I could, you know, my energy creates worlds and things like that. I needed to see that. But now it feels like I'm ready to take a step back and do this now in like a more detached and surrendered way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, where I'm just like a new way of living your life.
Yeah. And it feels better because it feels like, okay, now I don't have to resist the potential things that could happen to me. I can just learn from them and receive from them and like have my heart open to those experiences.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Did I explain that properly? Because I hope I didn't like jump all over the place there.
No, to me you did.
Right? Yeah. Okay. I just
trust that it lands for them and like they get what they need out of it.
Yeah. I just really wanted to like take you through the journey of what happened and where I've ended up. And now it's like this new iteration. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to bring, but I'm like excited to learn and to share what I learn with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like basically in resistance, you were in this place of resistance for the fears and all of those things. And you were trying to avoid them through the creation process, and now you're just really in this phase of like, I need to deepen my surrender in trusting that life is going to bring me what I need.
Yeah.
Not what you want, what you need.
Yeah. What I need. Like, what's meant for me?
Yeah, what's meant for me?
Good or bad. Like, sit with that for a second. Literally sit with that and see what happens in your body when you hear that.
Mm. Can you just let
life be? Good or bad, can you just let life be? A lot of you are going to say, fuck no, right? Your body is going to contract at that and be like, what do you mean, right? It's like, because that's like the level of attachment you've got to how things need to look.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, ask yourself, like, why is that there? Why are you so afraid for life to just show you what you need? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What would it be like to just like let go and have my heart open to this experience?
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
and that means, yeah, it means all of it.
It means all of it.
All of it.
The good, the bad, yeah. All of it.
All of it.
And that for me, when I first like heard that, I rejected that. I've been rejecting that for a while.
It's not the first time you've heard it, babe. What are you talking about?
This is like this whole journey.
I'm just like, there will be no bed. No. Surrender.
No, it's funny because it's like I was like, I was embodying aspects of this, obviously.
Obviously, you would be where you are in your life and business if you had it.
Exactly. But this is like next level. It's like, Shulzy, take a fucking back seat.
Yeah, and I think there'll be moments where you are feeling the pull to create something or whatever, but it's just not going to be the energy you've been in.
I don't know. Like we've been saying, I'm like, I'm just going to let it like be, and I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, let's just fucking take the back seat. Like, I just believe my consciousness, my intuition, I've experienced this before.
Knows how you're supposed to
experience. She knows what I want, right? She knows, like... She honestly knows better than me.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying to Nadia as well. I was like, she does know better than me. She knows more of what I want. There's so much that my ego thought that I wanted that I didn't actually want that I created. Like, oh, fucking so much shit, right? I created a whole business that I didn't actually want.
I've got a quote about surrender that I wanted to share because a lot of people think surrender is like giving up. Either people think surrender is just giving up completely. Just not what it is. Or you're just letting go of the how. And I think like it's deeper than that. And I actually got a quote the other day.
It is deeper than that.
It's much deeper than that. It's much deeper
than
that.
We'll do an episode on it once we've like integrated it.
Yeah.
But it's so much deeper than that.
Yeah. So the quote is, surrender isn't about giving up. It's about opening up. It's about loosening the grip on how I think things should be. And like... The quote's not even finished. I was about to say something. That's my Gemini brain. So it says it's about loosening the grip on how things should be. How I think things should be, entering a deeper conversation, discovering magic within a different reality that I've previously been willing to receive. Surrender doesn't mean disengage. That's why surrender is so hard. It means engaging, feeling, and participating, but not going to control what happens next.
Who said that?
I don't know her name. Nicole Erickson.
We should link her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's honestly a powerful way to live where you're just like, I don't need to control what happens tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? And it doesn't mean that like, you know, if you're having a business, then that means like you don't care about anything. It means you're open to all of it and not controlling how you think things need to look.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to like integrate these new clothes.
And not it feels the exciting. How where it's like, oh, it could come in this way and it could come in this way. Generally, I don't
know
how any of this is going to look. Like, not just being fixated on could come in this. Yeah, obviously, what you desire can come in many different ways. This is like a deeper level, and like I just want to reiterate, it is. I don't know what's best for me sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Genuinely, I don't actually know what's best for me, and that's the truth. You genuinely don't.
Yeah.
Like, how many things have you chosen that you thought you wanted, and then you created, and then you're like, I didn't actually want that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I didn't actually, you know what I mean?
So it's a taking a step back to going like, I don't need to control what I think I want. I don't need to control it. I'm just open to all of it.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. And yeah, I think we'll share more, as I said, like when we're more integrated and we've like embodied this and yeah, we have our own codes to share on it because I think it's still landing. We ended up reading because like through this whole journey, it's like I've been deepening into this and I've been sitting with this and I've been surrendering. And then I got led to read The Surrender Experiment by Michael, what's his name? Singer?
Michael Singer, yeah.
It's Michael Singer. So good. If you want your whole life to be turned upside down, read it. It's about this man's life who he lived his life like this, where he just allowed life to show him the way.
Yeah.
And it led to the most like insane fucking experiences. Like this man, oh my goodness, it's such a good story. I won't ruin it for you. If you haven't read it, highly recommend it. But that like has like now kickstarted this like next, like, you know, it's like
level of surrender.
Yeah. So it's like all of that happened. And then it led me to, like, you know, letting go, because I was letting go. I was learning to surrender. And now I was met with that book. And now I'm like, whoa, this is next level surrender.
There's like another level of surrender.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, the surrender I was doing was very much like, this is still what I want. This is still going to happen.
Yeah. It was still,
I just
like,
don't care how.
Yeah. There was still like an aspect of like control.
It's still, yeah. Yeah. You're releasing any form of control.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was a good episode.
Yeah, it was a deep conversation.
Thanks for sharing that, Shulzy.
No worries. Thanks for being here.
It's my podcast.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us today.
But yeah, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode.
Yeah, thanks so much. We would love to hear from you as well. If there's like any downloads, anything that came through for you, share with us in the comments below. Connect with us on Instagram. Yeah. Everything is all linked in the description below, wherever you're watching or listening, whether it's on podcasts or YouTube. And with that being said, we'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
Bye.